You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Smart Sex, Smart Love. We're talking about sex goes beyond the taboos, and talking about love goes beyond the honeymoon. I'm Dr. Joe Court. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, I'm Dr. Joe Court. I've been in practice 34 years. I'm a licensed psychotherapist with a master's in social work, and I have a PhD, actually, in clinical sexology. For the longest time, probably 25 of my 34 years, I was a sex addiction therapist. And what you need to know is that's very different than being a sex therapist. As a sex addiction therapist, I knew nothing about sex. I learned lots about trauma. I learned lots about addiction, but I learned nothing about sex. So I would have clients coming in who had sexual trauma, sexual abuse, and out-of-control sexual behaviors, and I was unable to help them effectively because I didn't understand how to help them talk about sex. The theory was if they heal, your clients heal, their sexuality will surface naturally. I found out that was bullshit. You have to talk to people about their sexual lives and their erotic lives. And in fact, most therapists are not trained in sex. So my mission is to train therapists about sex and to train you and teach you about what's healthy and what's not for you. In fact, most therapists are not trained in sex. So my mission these days is to help therapists become trained in sex so they can protect their clients from them. So I've also authored 4 books on male sexuality and couple sexuality. In our culture, we only talk about male sexuality when men are in trouble. And partners never talk about their sexual desires until the relationship is in trouble. I want to change all that on this podcast. I specialize in sexual and gender identities that are binary and not binary. These days, there are less and less binaries where everyone is straight or gay or male or female. We're going to dissect all these boutique identities. My podcast is going to focus on helping people find their sexual selves and their erotic sweet spots. And we're going to talk about the difference between sexual orientation versus erotic orientation. Sexual orientation is to whom you're attracted, male, female, both, a blend of both, neither. Your erotic orientation is what brings you to orgasm. What gets you off? What's in your head that is helping you get there? Sometimes they're related to your sexual orientation, but the truth is most times they're not. This often brings erotic tension for people. And people have that erotic tension because it doesn't match with their own values, their own beliefs, their own religion, their own culture, and it doesn't fit into their current relationship that they're in. So that creates erotic tension. And we're going to be looking at that in each one of these podcasts. There are no eroticectomies going to happen in here. Our time together is going to help you claim your own erotic self. We will discuss all types of relationships and dispel every myth, including if your relationship gets better, sex will come. Well, that's bullshit, really, because then you never have to talk about sex. Or if sex gets better, your relationship will come. That's also bullshit. You've got to have 2 conversations going on in your relationship. From behaviors and fetishes to kinks and vanilla, we're going to cover it all each week. There'll be no egg, no sperm unturned. Bring your hormones, hard-ons, and G-spots. We're going to discuss them all. Thanks for listening to this episode of Smart Sex, Smart Love. I'm Dr. Joe Court, and you can find me on joecourt.com. That's joecourt.com. See you next time.